Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
This is Cliffo's Paternity Prep Week on Hit 103.1.
Putting you through your paces this week, Cliffo, getting you ready for baby number two, who is due to come next week, and so you're having 4 weeks paternity leave. First task was to wear a pregnancy belly for 24 hours. You got through that okay.
Yeah.
Second task got yesterday. Through it with
sort of minimum whinging.
Nope.
But we got
minimum.
There.
Anyway, second task was really upping the ante. I wanted you to feel what it's like for a woman who's in labour. So that means hooking up a machine to your abs and simulating contractions.
So lucky for us, Tyler and the guys at SportsMed NQ were happy to oblige. They hooked up these like pad things to my chest, laid me down, put a gown on me and stuff. It was gloved up. It was
fully professional.
Yeah, it was. My wife was there holding my hands.
The only thing missing were stirrups for your legs to go in. That was the only thing missing.
But before we actually hit like play on the contractions, we had a chat to Tyler, who was in control of the machine, and my wife Michelle was there as well.
Ooh, all right, it just got real because Tyler, who is performing the procedure today, just put a gown on me.
Yeah, it actually looks like you're going in for an operation now. You're literally going to be in labour. I've got my gloves on. You can hear that.
Is so creepy.
I've got the forceps ready to catch the baby. We're good to go.
Wow. Tyler, what have you actually strapped to me? How are we going to simulate contractions today?
So I've got a complex muscle stimulator on your stomach, and it's Bluetooth operated, so we can stand far back and be in the safe zone, so to speak, as we crank it up and put a low dose of electricity through the tissue of your stomach. But, you know, we can put that up or down and maybe make twins or triplets or something like that, whatever you're comfortable with.
I think that's the best idea ever.
I honestly haven't seen my wife smile
that
so
wide.
Like that wide. Yeah. In such a long time. She was loving every second of it.
As were we. This was the best day of my life.
So without any more mucking around, that is a big call, by the way. Without any more mucking around, here it is, me hooked up to the contraction simulator going through labour pains.
All right.
Can you feel it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. There's like a vibration.
Yeah. Just breathe.
Yeah, okay, I'm starting to... You tell me to breathe. It's when you start to tell me to push. That's what I'm going to... Worried. Wow.
I think we might have twins here.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm feeling that. Oh, wow. Well, what?
Breathe.
What percentage are we at?
Yeah, halfway to maximum.
No, I can't. No, no, I don't. I actually don't like that a lot. Can you? Are there breaks or not? No, I really don't like that. Oh God.
I think you were gonna like it.
That's really uncomfortable.
24 hours.
Oof.
It's okay.
Oh, don't like that at all.
Breathe. Don't hold your breath, it makes it worse.
I can feel like... that hurts so much. No. There's no break. I'm not faking. I really don't like that.
Okay. Stop it. It's okay.
I really don't like that. Stop. I got it. How much more?
It's okay.
The baby's
okay.
Out. The baby's come.
It's okay.
You couldn't even finish your sentence.
God.
You did well. What was that? 5 minutes?
Wow.
So much better than I expected.
Was that pretty intense?
Hand on heart, that is one of the most intense things I've ever done. Not only for my career, in life. That was hectic. Oh my God.
Blokes, don't get your woman pregnant. Don't do that to her. Don't. Just don't.
Truly awful. Gabby.
Hilarious. Tyler.
See the video
and I
now.
Are just losing it. Yeah, you can see the video. It's up at Hit 103.1 Townsville. We are on to task number three, though, because that is completed. Task two is done and dusted. And I can
I feel like I can do anything after that challenge.
Well,
by the way.
I can confirm you had labour yesterday and you did have a beautiful baby boy.
Oh my God.
So what I have this child for you.
Oh, wow.
This is one of those babies.
Oh, why is he crying now? What is
this? This is one of those babies that cries. They have at schools to teach you how to parent.
All right.
So the rules are don't turn it upside down because it'll cry like this.
Yep. All right.
Don't hold it up by its leg. It will cry. It will just randomly cry every now and then anyway. But you've got to nurse it back. If you drop the baby, it will cry for 3 minutes straight. No stopping it. So do not drop the baby. Here is your beautiful baby
I'm actually
boy.
Really happy now that we've already got the baby capsule in the car because he'll fit in there perfectly. Oh there we
you
go.
You just grabbed him by his arm. He didn't like that.
Is that the problem?
Oh, he really did like that.
We can be in for 3 minutes of this. Let's go to break.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I have a bit of a moral dilemma today I need some help with because I can't figure out if what I did on the weekend was right or wrong on a moral compass. I know it was handy, but I don't know if it was right or wrong. So, on the weekend, my boyfriend decided it was time to clean the entire house.
Actually, you put some stuff on your Instagram.
Yeah, with this song.
He was going hard.
He was.
Man, vacuuming and...
Yeah, and we decided we were going to do a bit of cleaning, but I didn't think we were going to go that crazy. Like, he was doing cleaning like we were having an inspection this week. He was fully pulling the couches out, getting behind him, dead-oling the floor.
Wow.
Cleaning the shower, scrubbing it with three different cleaners to try to make sure all the grout was sparkling.
But you weren't saying no, though.
I wasn't saying no.
Hey, Nev, stop.
Nope.
No, no.
That
nope.
never came out of my mouth. And that's part of the problem because while he did that, I did a little bit of cleaning, not a lot. He did the majority of it. And I sat down, watched Netflix, and played with the dog while he did it. And I was like, that's all right.
Lady of luxury.
I'll reward him for it later.
Okay.
And that's what I did. I bought him lunch. And then we had a bit of dessert. And... And I was like, cool, everyone's a winner.
I know the dessert you're talking about.
Everyone's a winner. Yeah. And then ever since then, I've been thinking about it. And I was like, is it morally okay to reward your partner for good behavior in that way? Like, because he was doing something that I would like to encourage. I would like to encourage him to do more cleaning because up until this point, I've done the majority of it. That's why I didn't feel as bad that he was doing the majority of it this time around. So I was like, cool, but I want to encourage him to do that more. So I'll reward him for this behavior.
Like he's a dog. Like
exactly.
You're giving him a special treat.
And that's
for a job
why
well done.
I'm like, is this wrong? Is it wrong that I am trying to encourage this by giving treats to encourage good behavior? You know what I mean? Like, it's positive reinforcement.
Oh, yeah. It probably is wrong, but I don't not like it. Like, I'm down with it.
Like, you'd be happy if that happened to you.
Oh, totally.
So, all right.
But you're right. It probably is morally wrong, but I don't mind.
But does anyone think that it shouldn't happen?
You know what? 13, 12, 16.
Is it morally wrong to reward your partner's good behavior? Like, if they're cleaning, if they're mowing the lawn, if they're cooking dinner, and then you give them something in return.
Reward.
Is that wrong? Because the entire reason I did it was positive reinforcement, so he does it again. Is that wrong?
I think it's more wrong the way you're talking about it and him this morning because it does make it sound like he's a dog at puppy preschool or something. Like you've made him sit, then he gets the treat. You know what I mean? That's that I'm not down with. But the rest, 13, 12, 16, what do you think though, Townsville?
Yeah.
Is it morally wrong to reward your partner for doing a good job?
Dope.
13, 12, 16. Good job. Dope. He's a good Nev. He's a good boy. Maddie's here right now. Matthew, what do you reckon? So Gabby rewarding Nev after doing all the cleaning. Is that a morally wrong thing to do?
Yeah, I think so in that case, yeah.
Right.
Explain yourself. Why?
Well, I think something like that should actually happen naturally without any sort of maybe bribery or incentive, I think.
I totally agree with you, but it doesn't. And so because it did happen, I was like, well, I want to encourage it to happen again.
See, can I put this out there too, Matt? Like, Gabs, is there a chance that you sitting there, like watching Nev do housework and stuff... Maybe that was a track. Like maybe that's got you in the mood.
Well, kind of did.
Yes, yeah, see, there
it was
you go.
Pretty sexy.
That's hot to women, like some women, right, Matt?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, but you might want to put a I don't know, maybe a hot looking apron on or something, maybe.
Get some lingerie. Hey. Get it, like, a little French maid outfit.
Suddenly it's role play.
Yeah, that's right. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Kim.
Kim, hey Kim, what do you think? Is it morally wrong to encourage good behaviour with rewards?
Well, look, I think it's not morally wrong. I think it's a bit morally wrong that you have to reward good behaviour because I think you should just do it in general.
Yeah.
If you do feel the need to reward, what's he doing to reward you for good behaviour? That's the question.
Yeah, because that's thing.
So when I clean, yeah, what am I getting?
And see, because this is how it works too, guys. Like, if Michelle did a really, really good job, like if she did a stack of cleaning and that, then I took my clothes off. I'm like, here's your reward. She'd be like, get out.
Get out and buy me chocolate.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
The world's, or arguably the world's most high-profile psychologist, Dr. Phil, has pulled a bit of a Swiftie on the world. I'm quite the Dr. Phil fan too.
Yeah,
often
like
it's
Phil.
On sort of we finish about lunchtime often and I'll be making some lunch and I'll, you know, revel in other people's life dramas.
Well, it depends on what you're feeling. You either go home and watch Ellen for your celebrity injection, or you're like, nah, I want to feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Let's watch Dr. Phil.
I don't, maybe this is more about me, but I gravitate towards that. I'm a Dr. Phil guy. But he shocked the world the past few days by putting a photo and some videos and stuff on his Insta of him without his iconic moustache.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
he's got me.
Well, the world reacted.
Yeah.
And it's so strange because the guy, like, we just never see him without a moustache.
No,
he's been
he's
on the TV for about 20 years. He's always had a moustache.
Mm.
It just doesn't quite look right.
No, it looked really weird. I'm like, no. Dr. Phil does not have a top lip. That's
we've never seen it.
That's not a thing. And I was very confused. I was very confronted. And I wasn't a fan of it.
No.
It really
and it doesn't make him look younger either.
Oh, no.
It just looks weird.
It looks weird.
It looks bizarre.
Yeah.
But anyway, he let the world stress on it for about 24 hours. And then he actually came out and put this little video on his Instagram. Have a listen.
April Fools, you didn't really think I would do it, right? I'd look like an aardvark if I took this off.
I need to Google what an aardvark looks like, because if Dr. Phil looks like that with no moustache, then it's going to be an interesting looking animal.
It just sounds like a real American animal.
Oh, yep. It looks like a hairless bilby.
Yeah, right. So it must be a Photoshop job or whatever. Like, Dr. Phil's got those resources at his fingertips.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it's completely shocked the world, and it kind of got me thinking, like, although Dr. Phil's just tricked the world and pretended to shave off his moustache or whatever, there would have been blokes, like maybe, like I'm thinking maybe dads out there in Townsville who have actually done this, who have shaved off a beard or a moustache or whatever that they've just had like forever. Maybe they have literally had it forever and you've never seen your dad, you know, without a beard or a moustache or whatever.
Freaks you out.
Then one day, you know, you come home from work or school or whatever and dad's like, ah, da-da!
Babyface McGee.
Look, I look like an aardvark.
I don't think anyone in Australia has ever said those words. But yeah, it would really turn you off, wouldn't it? Or not turn you off, but freak you out because you're used to seeing someone in a certain way all the time. Then all of a sudden, they've got a clean face and it's very confusing.
See, I tried to do it when I had my big bushy beard. I tried to do it with my daughter. Like I shaved and then was like, ta-da! But she was only two. So she didn't
dad,
really care.
How you
it was
doing?
Just dad. Like the beard meant nothing to her. But 13, 12, 16, Townsville, has this like happened to you? Like has your dad or your uncle or
maybe a partner.
Yeah.
I've never known them without facial hair.
For most people, I think it's more of like a fathery figure thing. Because I think that's Dr. Phil. I think he's like the world's dad. But
he's everyone's dad.
But 13, 12, 16 could be anyone, but for some reason I'm picturing like dad or uncle or grandpa or someone. But has someone shaved off like facial hair that you know? And they just had it forever. They had it for ages. And, like, how did it go down? What was the, like... You know,
what was the reaction?
Yeah, well...
How'd you feel?
Did it freak you out, Townsville? Yeah. 13, 12, 16, NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. facial hair. 22 past 7. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
It's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. So who shaved their beard?
My dad recently.
And how long have you has he had facial hair your whole life?
Yeah, 38 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He had a moustache. He'd like taken the beard on and off over the years, but always had a moustache. And he sent, he lives overseas, and he sent a little YouTube video for my son's him playing the ukulele, and I was just taken aback. I just, it was like one of those optical illusions where you know what you're seeing, but it's kind of distorted, and I felt like I'd lost my dad.
Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
That's actually a really sad way to put it.
Oh.
Impressed, though, that he's like playing the ukulele. Yeah. That adds a bit of weird factor to it. But 13, 12, 16, Julie, has this happened to you? Did someone you know, like, shave their facial hair after ages?
Yeah, well, I can actually tell you two instances, and it's my dad. When I was little, look, I don't know exact age, but I was probably about maybe 8 or 9, he'd always had a beard, and it was a big black beard, and he went for a job interview, and they told him that he had to shave his beard all for that job, and he's never not had his beard.
Ooh,
yeah. So he shaved it off, and he came home, and he knocked on the door, and I answered the door, and I and I was like, no, went to shut the door because I thought, you know, this man was coming to take me.
Yeah.
Who he was.
Stranger danger.
Not hanging around letting this boy
in. No.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Dee.
Hey,
Dee. Have you had someone shave their facial hair?
Yeah, when I was younger, my dad has always had a beard, forever. Yeah. I must have been about 9 or 10, and obviously I've gone to bed, and he's gone and shaved off his beard, and I've woken up in the morning and gone into Mum and Dad's bedroom, and Dad's fully shaved off, and I've completely lost it.
Yeah.
I thought my uncle was in bed with my
mum. Mum's having an affair with my uncle!
Uncle, what are you doing? Think about Dad! Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Michaela.
Hey, Michaela. Real quickly, what's your story?
Oh, well, I've been with my partner for over a year now, and I've never actually seen him without his beard.
Yeah.
Then he decides to surprise me a few weeks ago by shaving it off, and he was just the image of his father, and oh. I couldn't kiss him. I couldn't kiss him.
Oh, God, he's growing that back real quick, I bet.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Fast Track Talent Showcase is coming back to the Burdekin this year, and nominations are actually open at the moment. It's going to be a phenomenal night in April with all of our fantastically talented people there, but there's also going to be a celebrity guest, and that is the wonderful Aiden from The Voice. You might remember him singing this number.
Coming over in my direction. So thank you for that, such a blessing.
And the girls go wild.
And the judge, I remember Joe Jonas stood up. You know how they, like, before the chair turns around, they stand up and they get right into it? That happened. I'm sure this guy remembers it happening. He's on the phone right now. Aiden, morning, man.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Do you remember that like it was yesterday? Like, how are you feeling?
I do. It's crazy. It was more than a year ago now since I recorded that first episode, and it's just, it's unbelievable. It literally does feel like it was just yesterday when I was trying really hard not to stuff up the Spanish in front of the judges.
Yeah, you couldn't have picked a harder song to do because the majority of that song is in Spanish.
Exactly, yeah, and I don't even speak Spanish. But, you know, I wanted to try and find a way to stand out, and I figured, you know, why not sing in a different language?
Yeah, I think you did it. Now, refresh my memory, because it was a while ago, but you were on Team Joe Jonas, weren't you?
I was Team Joe, yeah, definitely.
And they are spectacular. They've just got back together. They've got a new single, The Jonas Brothers, that we're smashing at the moment on here.
Well, I was wondering why he wasn't part of The Voice again this year, and now it makes sense.
But that would have been...
now it kind of makes sense. The Joe Bros.
Yeah, the Joe Bros. That would have been really, like, intense for you, wouldn't it? Like, to have a mentor, like, of that caliber, that must have just been mind-blowing.
Yeah. Oh, it was huge, yeah. Like, it was just kind of... when we found out there was going to be like an international judge before they announced it was Joe Jonas, it was kind of like a few ears perked up and everyone was like, oh, okay, like this could be interesting. And then you know, you find out it's Joe Jonas. And for someone like me who grew up watching Disney Channel, it was like,
wow.
Oh, my God. It couldn't have been any more perfect. You know, I got to spend time with one of my childhood idols.
So
yeah, it was a dream come true.
If you were to do The Voice this year, who would you pick as your coach? Because now there's no Joe Jonas. Guy Sebastian's taken his place. So it's Guy, Delta, Kelly and Boy George. Who would you go with?
I feel like I would go Delta. Last year I was torn between Joe and Delta, but Joe just tipped me over the edge. But I think I'd probably give Delta a try this time. I feel like she'd be really good.
I'd give her a go to coach me.
Yeah.
She'd die for the chance.
So generous of you, Aiden.
I know. I'm a nice guy like that.
Well, with Aiden from last year's series of The Voice, he's coming to the Burdekin for the Fast Track Talent Showcase. Before we let you go, like, you're going to be a bit of a mentor for that competition, but I want to play you a bit of our own Gabby having a sing.
Oh, no. So recently, don't do this to me.
Recently, we did a thing where we wrote a song for Autumn up here, and Gabby took, like, one of the main solos. This is her singing, Aiden. Have a listen.
Adedale, Aiken Bale. Ooh, I want to take it down to Pimlico. We'll take King's Road. Don't hit that toe.
I mean, what do you reckon? Would you spin your big red chair around for that?
I would definitely turn my chair for that singing. Oh, my God. To mentor that voice would be unbelievable.
Be the highlight of your career, let's be honest.
Right there.
Honestly, it would be.
You'd be a good judge to have on the panel if anyone were going up, if that's your standard.
Oh, what a legend. Hey, you can catch this guy, like we say, at the Fast Track Talent Showcase, the Burdekin Theatre, Saturday, April 27. They're after Rego's now, so whatever your talent is, singing, dancing,
musician,
comedy.
What about magicians?
Magician. He's happy to judge the lot. The Burdekin Shire Youth Council Facebook page is the place to go to register. Aiden, you're a legend, mate. Thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.